think at this stage it's probably the right call. I understand there's a lot of apprehension about it, but if we look at the figures, the hit rate from testing of asymptomatic close contacts in the school setting is very, very low. And so I think the assessment that Neffet have made at this point is that the risk to children in that age group is so low that the benefits of education outweigh that. And so they've made that change at this time.
And it is a balance, isn't it? Because it's the balance against, I suppose, two really quite invasive testing where 95% of the, or 94% of the children have it and are told they're negative, but also, you know, them being withdrawn from school and society for 10 days versus what seems to be a very small risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose if we look at the potential risks that are involved in it, you know, you're looking at the risk to the children themselves of COVID, which is very, very low. And now the risk of them bringing illness home to other people. And we're looking at huge numbers of vaccinated people at home. So the chances of that causing a knock-on infection is very, very low as well. And so, you know, we're looking at over 1,000 children being designated close contacts in school setting every day. So that's, you know, huge numbers of children missing a very substantial portion of their education every week. I think the figures they quoted yesterday were that over the last 3 weeks, about 750 children who were designated as close contacts in the school setting tested positive. So that's from about 30,000 children who are restricting their movements. So that's a positivity rate of about 2%. So, you know, asking 30,000 children to restrict their movements for 10 days for 750 positive tests,